Today, we're going to talk about bridge thoughts to get ourselves out of guilt.
Hi, godly girlfriend. Welcome to the Heavenly Confidence Show. I'm Kim Reitzel, and are you ready to start to experience the peace and confidence Jesus gave to you as he sacrificed on the cross for us? Well, let's do it. Are fearful thoughts and worry making you panic and feel physically sick from the effects of anxiety? Well, I got you, godly girlfriend. It is not your fault. I felt the same way and I got tired of being tricked and I learned a thing or two that you're gonna wanna know. As a master certified neuro coach with a master's degree in clinical Christian counseling, I can help you, and I love to share and inspire you to be all God created you to be. I love to share it all sprinkled with some fun knowledge about improving the whole body, soul, and spirit. I'm looking for some godly girlfriends to learn how to take care of it all. We sprinkle in some wonderful health tips as well. So grab your Bible, drop your dumbbells, and freshen your lipstick, and let's have some fun learning about our Lord and how he made our bodies to work best in this fallen world. So let's get started.
Hi, beautiful godly people. How are you doing? I hope everything's going great. Well, we are back in Iowa, and it is a beautiful blue-skied day, which I absolutely love. I have a hard time when we have a few cloudy days, and I have to say, California, you know, even though at one moment it could be cloudy, usually almost every day in San Diego, at some point the sun comes out. And I don't know, I just love the sun. So I say that in like, love the sun and seeing the blue sky, but I love the sun as well in Jesus. So I've always thought that's kind of funny how putting that correlation together, even though the word sounds the same, but they have different meanings. It's things like that we need to like pull out, like just to remember our God and how wonderful he is, and how he can bring thoughts of him into everything that we do if we allow ourselves. Well, today I wanted to talk a little bit more about guilt because I felt like I really didn't give enough substance last week on what we can actually do with it. So while guilt is an unpleasant emotion, it serves an important purpose by signaling that you've transgressed on your social norms or your own values. So guilt comes from the negative stories we have told ourselves about an event. And our brain is wonderful at creating stories. And unfortunately, we have an enemy that loves to feed into those stories and keep us stuck. To refute the negative, I want to make sure you say that guilt shows your heart and what your intentions are. So that is so, I think, a compassionate thought we can have for ourselves, that if we have guilt, it also is showing what God has placed on our heart and how we want to change. So I think we can pull some positives out of that, because if we didn't have guilt, then I think that would show that, you know, we have some learning to do. But in saying all of that, I want you to go to the opposite, that we really want the opposite of the action we had just done. What a beautiful gift of awareness to give yourself is realizing that this guilt that I feel right now is really showing my heart. And I can be so grateful that God gave me a heart that is loving and wanting to do better. So we can do that through cognitive reframing. Our brains form connections between thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. And when you feel guilty, a specific thought triggers the unpleasant feeling that we feel. So we've all had that feeling. Cognitive reframing involves consciously challenging those negative thoughts. And that's where I want you to be strong and realize that we get to discipline our brain. In Romans 8, it says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. Let's sit there for a minute. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So self-compassion, Christ gives it to us and we need to receive it. Guilt often stems from harsh self-criticism. And you know what? If you're a human being, I think there's times we are just way too critical of ourselves, especially when we know that Christ is our Savior. He has done it for us. Neuroplasticity can be used to strengthen self-compassionate pathways. So we get to choose this. God gives us the ability to decide. And this is even when it comes to feeling guilty. We can decide and take on the belief that there is no more condemnation in Christ. And I can tell you, I do not want Jesus's sacrifice to not be fully used and very, very powerful. So as we go on, we can accept Jesus' sacrifice. We are given a chance to start new. So a good thought may be a bridge thought between the two. Maybe, I am so glad I have the intentions of a good heart and can learn and move on. And I will now do this. Always remember, we have an enemy and he lies. This will never change as long as we live on this earth. He uses the distortions of God's character. Satan might make you believe God is unforgiving and keeps a record of your every mistake. This basically twists Scripture's message of God's mercy and forgiving nature. God is forgiving. And he knows that as long as you are guilty and feeling bad, you're not moving forward in boldness to share his wonderfulness with other people. At times, you are tricked, and at times, others are tricked. You experience the consequences of it. So I believe when you're tricked, guilt can be definitely one of those consequences we feel. And Satan amplifies guilt. Satan can take a normal, healthy little thing from God and inflate it to be an overwhelming condemnation that stops us. This contrasts with God's desire for us to confess, receive forgiveness, and move forward in him. Because in 1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, I hope you realized when I said I emphasized all, because that is the truth. Making unhealthy choices is a theme, and we can experience those things in this fallen world from our own behavior or from the behaviors of other people. I know we've all experienced things that others have done wrong, and then it comes back as a consequence to us. Well, we live in a fallen world, and God asks us to forgive ourselves and move on, and he asks us to forgive others and move on. Now, does that mean that we don't try to put up boundaries for ourselves so we make better choices? For instance, if you always do something when you've had a few too many drinks, maybe it's like, okay, you know what? I'm either not going to drink or I'm going to limit what I can drink. This happens to all of us. And when we realize we get to actually make these decisions to have better consequences, oh my, it helps so much. I've had so many boundaries I've had to put up more for myself so I have better consequences than most people. One of the things that I will say, when it comes to boundaries with other people, they are very important. If anyone is ever hurting or harming you, by all means, you need to be safe at all times. But when it's smaller things of little offenses, I love to go to the unconditional love that I receive from God and I want to give to people. It is really my desire at all times in any way that I can to have unconditional love for other people. And one of the biggest and easiest ways to do it is to remember everyone has an enemy. And at times we all take his bait. And when we realize what, you know, triggers this, we can put up healthy thoughts or boundaries, which I like to say, limits that we put on ourselves and even that we put on other people. And we can definitely go from an unhealthy thought to a positive thought much easier. So how can you change that thought? Maybe a simple bridge thought statement of, I didn't realize I was being tricked by the enemy, but now I do. And because I know, I can change and notice thoughts in the future. And I can do something about it. You know, God always tells us he will take something bad and make it good. So we can count on that even when it comes to the things we are guilty about. Knowing that I can be kind and compassionate to myself has helped so much. You know, a simple thought like, you know, before I didn't know this, but now I do, and I am so grateful and thankful, and I am going to stand strong in Christ's help at helping me. I have told you these things so that in me, you may have peace. This is Christ talking. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. And I always love to, when it says take heart or heart thoughts or whatever, I like to go to the subconscious. That sometimes we have programmed in these stories and beliefs and we believe them and we have an enemy that likes to pop in his two cents and remind us of these things, but we get to put the stop sign up and say, hold on, wait. I am forgiven. I am strong in Christ and I receive it right now and I will not allow that thought to interrupt my peace anymore. So what did he say again? I have told you these things so that in me, in him and believing what he says, not in what pulling out of the world or what somebody else says, it is in him and him saying what he says about you, you may have peace. So those are the thoughts we are going to think and make that decision right now. That is your final authority. That is your final boundary. You will not allow yourself to think anything else. And that is one way in this world you will have trouble. That means life can be 50-50. We have good and bad. We have good and evil. We have an enemy that attacks us and he attacks other people. But we get to take heart. Take heart. Take control of those automations and change them into through him, you can have peace. You get to change it. And I want you to start today. So in Romans 8, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That thought right there alone should bring you peace. And anything that comes against it, it is a lie. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. You get to choose peace. And I say, Do it and do it boldly. Be bound and determined to change your story. It could be, I did the best I could with the information I had at that time. That could be a great bridge thought. And a compassionate, be your best friend and hear the words of Jesus. Or, I am a human and I make human mistakes, but I am made new. And so I am boldly moving forward because Jesus says I can. And I will not allow his power in me to not be powerful. I'm done with believing the lies of condemnation from the enemy. Step into who Christ says you are. And when you step in and you believe with all your heart and you begin to feed those stories to your subconscious mind, that is when you receive his peace. And that is what he died for you to have. And I want you to have it boldly. All right, until next week, be your best friend and invite the Holy Spirit in to encourage those thoughts so you are the person Christ designed and died for you to be. And I love you, and I mean it. And you are enough, you are loved, and you are secure. And you do not need to feel guilty. In Jesus' name, I pray that you receive this fully and that you are never, ever stuck in guilt again. God bless. Hey, you made it to the end. I think we are godly girlfriends. Can I ask a favor of you? Can you leave me a review or 5 stars if you got a wonderful aha that's gonna change your life? Also, I wanna tell you about the Bibletations app. There, I share a lot of things that help automate God's word inside of us so we get the benefits of it. First of all, you get a daily prayer starter that's filled with a Bible verse with a power thought to say for that day. Also, there's Bibletations by subject matter. So anytime you're needing a little help and wondering what the scripture says, what the Bible tells you, you'll find it in that Bibletation. We have lots of them for you to choose from. There is so much more. Go check it out. And if we mentioned anything in this podcast, you can find them in the podcast notes. So take care until next time, my godly girlfriend.